Righty, how we doing?
Yeah,
exceptionally large crowd today.
Victory, man.
I guess so, man. Short-lived glory.
Everybody's moved on. The royal guys.
All right, since you had a look at it, what'd you like? What'd you like about it?
Okay, like. Well, obviously, defense shutting down the run, only given 7 points, 3 turnovers in the first half. All good things. Offensively, did a good job on third down. Only 1 penalty on offense, which is a big step forward in that area. No turnovers by the quarterback. That's a big, big positive. Special teams, punt team continues to do well. That takeaway, that was a nice play by those two guys. Made all of our field goals. So those are all positive things.
Quan Alexander has been pretty open on Facebook and social media about his hamstring injury. It sounds like good news for him. Can you confirm that?
I'm not friends with him on Facebook, so I can't.
Last night, I know you're very happy with the win. You always say one more point, right?
Yep.
And yet, I would imagine this is a great feeling for NFL coaches or coaches in general to have a resounding win, and yet you were critical. You weren't overly happy, as you, whatever phrase you use. Just talk about the ability to continually teach and demand more of these guys when it's not perfect.
Yep. Well, like I said last night, when you play the perfect game, then you can stop worrying about what you have to work on. But I haven't seen it yet, and everything about yesterday was really good. And exciting way to start the season, unique way to start the season based on the set of circumstances. But at the same time, that was just one game. And I just think we all have a tendency to be way over the top for the good or for the bad, and reality somewhere in the middle. And every game takes on its own life. Every game, you can't go into a game expecting you're going to get 4 turnovers in the first half. That's not going to happen every week. So we better figure out a way to play better when we don't get those. And, there's going to be some calls that go against us in certain games. There's going to be some breaks that go against us in certain games. We're going to play teams that do better in some areas where the Bears weren't as good as they would have liked to have been yesterday. So, you got to take it with a grain of salt. It was a fun day. It was a good start. But by no means was it a clean day. It wasn't. We had plenty of things to work on. it was our first game, and from conditioning to technique to execution, we have areas to improve in.
The run defense was such a strength yesterday. Last year, with Jordan Howard running against a lot of the same personnel, I think he had 7 rushes of 9 yards or longer against your defense. What would you say is the biggest difference for why you guys were able to stop them so consistently?
Yeah. I thought we ran to the ball really well. I thought we got population to the ball. We had pretty good gap discipline. We got the times they did make successful runs yesterday. Somebody got cut out of their gap. And then, they just didn't run at us very often. They probably ran it at us a little bit more last year.
Talk about Noah Spence and his ability to get the sack fumble. That's obviously not kind of rare to get that consistently, but he seems to be able to do it.
Yeah, there's a handful of players in the league that are really good at that. Calais Campbell is one. We're going to play one this week, and Everson Griffin, who's another guy that's got that unique ability to get the quarterback in his most vulnerable position and also get the ball out. I think, as we said before, Noah's best trait is his motor. He's got a relentless motor, so he keeps coming. He won't give up. That play on one of those runs that we were talking about, on one of their best runs of the day to the offensive right, defensive left, we were actually in 3-4 defense, and Noah came off the backside edge, ran all the way around the backside, and that's a play we got cut out of a gap, and it could have been much bigger, and Noah made a heck of a play, mainly because of his motor. So some guys just have a knack for, every D-line coach I know works on that drill when the quarterback's got his arm cocked, about trying to go for the ball, but Noah seems to be good at it.
How's your pass rush? Did you like it? You had a lot of quarterback hits, not a lot of sacks.
Well, quarterback hits are good. All right, quarterback hits are a good thing, and you know you got to believe that those had some impact on those turnovers. You know, our goal is to get one sack in every 14 attempts, and we were nowhere close to that yesterday. But I don't think anybody that watched that game would say that our rush didn't affect the game. So sometimes a sack number by itself cannot be that accurate.
The margin allowed you to pull some starters near the end, but you were able to make a switch at guard and put Evan Smith. And I just want to ask you about the decision to rep both guys there.
Well, yeah, we didn't pull anybody. We rotated left guards yesterday, and it was pretty even. I think it was
33-38.
Yeah, it was real close. It was in the 30s for both guys. You know, Kevin had been off for quite some time, and Evan Smith had a very, very consistent training camp. Played like, you know, we felt like both guys deserved to start. And then at the start of last week, Evan Smith got sick and was out for a couple days. So really wasn't sure if either guy was quite game ready from a conditioning standpoint, but both those guys have played a lot of football for us. So we decided to roll them for this game. And not one bit sorry about that. That just helps build your depth for down the road.
Is that something you'll continue to do, or do you want to stick with one guy there more?
Well, I think you prefer in the long run to play with five guys, but I also think that there's circumstances like I just described that can override that.
How is the conditioning of the team at this point? You got a good chance to see how they held up on a really hot day.
Well, on a really hot day, it wasn't good enough. But, you know, we're not going to have a really hot day for at least 2 weeks as far as a game goes. It's going to be 72 and perfect in our next game. But, you know, we're coming back home in a couple weeks and it could very well be like that. It's going to be like that probably Wednesday at practice. So, you know, it's just something that we have to deal with. And I would say that that was a concern going in, mainly because of the timing of how many days we had off and that we didn't have a chance to account for that in our planning. So it really didn't surprise me that was an issue. But I also think, when you go the first time you play with 46 guys on game day, I think it was just as much of an issue for Chicago. If you look at that last drive of the third quarter when we had the ball and we went no huddle, both teams, when Peyton was in there, both teams were walking out of gas when that horn went off to end the third quarter.
Mike Smith had mentioned you guys watched the Minnesota game while you were here during the hurricane. anything that stuck out from that game? Very good secondary there.
Well, they got a good football team in general. They're very well coached and a good football team, a lot of good players. I mean, they obviously had their quarterback out yesterday and didn't have the same result that they got the first week, but we're well into our preparation for Minnesota.
You may have mentioned this. Did you get a call from Joe Matt prior?
I did not. No, I think Jason might have talked to him, but I didn't.
You said going in you never know how a team's going to play you. Obviously, you come in with a game plan. You did take some shots down the field. How did the Vikings play you? Were they just trying to stop the run with the front seven? How were they?
Bears.
Did they block anybody out? Just how did they play with respect to coverage?
Okay, I'm a little confused. Are we talking about the Bears or the Vikings?
The Bears, yeah.
They did a good job of changing their coverage up. They did both. They played some two deep safeties and played them way back there. And then more in the second half, they started hitting it. They were bringing some safety blitzes. They blitzed right into a couple of our runs. And we were ready for some of them, and we didn't adjust as well as we need to on a couple others. They did a nice job of mixing. Obviously, that was their game plan to try to change coverage up on Jameis. But I don't think them changing coverage was necessarily an issue that hurt us. I mean, they did a good job of it, but I don't think it was necessarily anything that I think our lack of execution, when we had lack of execution, was more on things we could do better.
It's been a long time since J.R. Sweezy took a snap in a regular season game. What were your thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job. J.R. loves football, and it shows up. I mean, it shows up in the way he plays out there. He competes hard to the whistle. It's not it's not always the prettiest thing, but I mean, there's plays where it's late in the play and he's 8 yards downfield, trying to get after his guy or get after a linebacker, and he's going to add a dimension to our team, bring a dimension to our team that can be contagious, and you hope other guys feed off of.
Jake said after the game that he's never seen you happier than that two-minute drill and how well executed that was. So sometimes you don't even necessarily go for it, given that situation with a healthy lead and your own 20 a minute left. Just want to ask you about that drive and specifically the blocking on the throw to Mike and how well that went.
Well, I mean, again, when you get the ball like that late in the half and you have at least one timeout, which is what we called a timeout on fourth down, so we had one timeout left, I think a lot hinges on can you get that first play. I mean, because one thing you don't want to do, they still had a couple timeouts, so one thing you don't want to do is give them the ball back and give them another shot. That's always tricky about that end of half. But we got an explosive play to Deshaun on first down. We had a couple mistakes in between there, big third down conversion in there to Cam to keep it alive. And then the play that we executed to set up the field goal, that was a specific play for that type of defense that we work on all the time, and we work on it on our little Saturday situational plays. And, you know, we run it against our defense all the time. It doesn't always work. Our defense knows it's coming. We know we're going to run it. But that was executed about as well. You know, that's one of those game-ending plays, end-of-half plays. That play was executed about as well as you can execute a play.
How did O.J. Howard fare?
He did fine. Yeah, he did fine. I mean, for his first game, you know, O.J. is going to have a very bright future.
You did really well on third down. There was one that you didn't get in short yardage with Charles Sims as the back. Is he your generally your short yardage back? Was that play checked to a run? Or?
No, he was in. He was in on the previous play. He stayed in, and they stayed in nickel defense. We had 12 personnel in the game. They stayed in nickel. We had a mental error. We didn't block. One of the linebackers had a free run at the running back. But, you know, Charles, if he's in there on third and one, we expect him to make the first down.
This last night, but Caden Barber played pretty good in the second half. You didn't have the ball that much in the first half. But you said your trust level's high. Would you expect to see him become more of a rotating type guy in the first half as well?
Yeah, I would if the numbers work out. I mean, for the game, Quiz had 19 carries and Peyton had 10. It just, the way the situations worked out, it just didn't work out in the first half. We had a plan going in to make it similar to how it was in the second half. I don't think 19-10 is a bad split for your first two ball carriers, but I don't ever have a number in mind of what it should be. And I thought Quiz played fine as well. And when Peyton got in there, other than getting tired when he carried it, you know, a few plays in a row, I thought he got tired. Other than that, I thought he did a nice job.
A year ago, you won the opener. It was a big win. Everybody was really excited nationally. And then, you know, you had a tough day.
Locally, were they excited or just nationally?
Locally as well.
Oh, good.
I mean, but you got also a lot of national attention.
Oh.
Which, rightfully so. I'm not trying to make a distinction.
I got you. I got you.
But then Arizona was a tough
day. Yeah, disaster. Arizona was a disaster.
So do you think your team, being 1-0, as it, you know, understands even more, I don't know, a lot of guys have been in the league a long time, that it is sort of week to week, or you think they'll, how do you think they'll handle being 1-0 this time?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, that'll be there's points of emphasis every week, you know, based on what the situation for the game is. And I think that's already been brought up to the players, not by me, but I think it's a legitimate concern as we went on the road and, you know, we got handled pretty good last year at Arizona. Now that shouldn't have any carryover to this year, and I would hope it wouldn't. But, you know, we know Minnesota's a good football team. Coming off a loss yesterday, knowing Coach Zimmer, they're gonna have their hair on fire, and we're going into a hostile environment with a loud crowd, a dome stadium, and it presents its own set of challenges. And going on the road is one of those.
I think there's one thing people still wonder about this team through the offseason, why you didn't fortify yourself a little bit at defensive end or just get more pass rush help. But then when you look back at the fact you had 21 sacks the second half.
How would you like us to fortify it, Roy? How would you like us to do that? Would you like us to maybe?
I'm not.
Well, you're asking the question, so I'm asking you. So you're asking me a question. How would you like us to fortify? We could have given up Kendall Beckwith. We could have given up O.J. Howard.
You know, Calais Campbell, but
well, we could have, but we didn't have $17 million laying around.
Okay, well, but my point is that, you know, was that partially some of that decision making based on the fact that you did have 21 sacks in the second half last year, fifth most in the league, and I mean, do you like what you have at pass rush?
We had this conversation last week. Your guys are your guys. Once you got them, you got them. And I love them all. We're going to coach them all. You can't – we've been over this a million times. You can't – just because someone says you got a weakness here, you got a weakness here, you can't go out and get 53 new guys. It doesn't happen that way. So we got the guys we got.
Anything else?
That's a good way to end it.